Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Numbers 13, the Lord had told them they had arrived finally after, you know, all these challenges, and they've arrived at the border of the land God gave them. And He told them, I've given it to you. Now go possess it. So they sent spies into the land to check it out. Never been there before. Where are they going to go in? How are they going to do this? And they found, just like the Lord told them, it is amazing. The climate, the soil, layout of the land, the rivers, the water systems, the fruit, amazing. But there's giants, huge guys, walled cities, iron chariots. That'd be like tanks today. They got armies. And they're armed, and they're big, and they're bad, and they're mean. And they let that eclipse the fact that God said, I've given this to you.
Yes.
Are they looking at clouds?
Yes.
And did that keep them from reaping?
Yes.
Mm. If God has given it to you, why look at anything else? What's bigger than Him? If God gave it to you. I know decades ago, Phyllis and I were ministering in another state, other side of the country. And we'd known these people for some years. And they started their little church in a little bitty metal building that shared a metal wall with a car wash. Tiny. And while I'm preaching, I hear the car wash start up. It's just right there. Well, these guys are believers. And they're sowers. And we came back after the service. We had a good time. And I'm sitting in the chair, and the lady made us sandwiches, and we're talking, laughing. All at once, the Spirit of God came on me. And I said, I need, not a lot, most of the time, if I felt like I needed to pray, I'd have just left. But this was different. I knew they needed to be involved. I said, let's pray. So we all just slid off our chairs and couches and knelt down and prayed. Prayed in the Spirit and prayed for a while. They had shown me a property that was for sale. It was actually buildings. It was a whole shopping center. That people, nice. And people had built it out, but it didn't really go. But it wasn't but just a few years old. It for all purposes, new. Very nice place. And I said, I want to go see that now. It was midnight. They didn't blink. He said, I got the car. We got in the car. We all went over there. It was pitch dark and nobody around. I mean, there's a few lights, but everywhere else was dark. And we walked around and prayed. And I looked at him. I said, did you know the Lord has given this to you?
Hallelujah.
He didn't look at me blankly. He shouted. She shouted. They shouted. I shouted. We shouted.
Yes, glory to God.
He believed it.
Yes.
Now, they got a handful of people. This is a shopping center.
God is so big.
We got on the plane, went back to our home. I mean, just within a few hours, he called me. He said, did you know you guys hadn't taken off good till the guy that owned that place called me? Said, do you want this? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
In his mind, he's saying, the Lord already gave it to me.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell him that.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be neat if you say they moved in next week and that was the end of the story, but
that's right.
It wasn't. Weeks passed, months passed. He came up in my heart one afternoon, and I just felt like I should call him. No reason other than just felt like I should. I called him. He said, "Oh, Brother Keith, man, I'm so glad you called." He said, "I was on the floor praying, and you called." Well, I didn't know why I'd called. But I just talked and checked my heart. And he said, "We tried everything we know, and they won't. We don't have, you know, we don't have enough people, they say, to have a place like that, and nobody will give us any financing and none of this. And I've done everything I know to do, and this had been months." Does that matter?
No,
sir. That's easier to say when you're sitting in here in a cushioned chair, air conditioned, right? But it is true. I said it is true. Clouds. Everybody say clouds. Now these guys have sown. They're big sowers. And God is ready to cause them to harvest 100-fold.
Yes.
But it's not just going to fall on them.
No.
It's going to take faith to possess it. I said, "Well, that doesn't matter." And I called his name. I said, "You know that doesn't matter." He said, "I know it doesn't matter." I said, "That you know I would not just stand up and say something like that." He said, "I know you. I know you wouldn't." I said, "So that was either me or it was the Lord. If it was the Lord, we should rejoice. We should believe it."
Yes, hallelujah.
He said, "I believe it, Brother Keith." I said, "I do too. It's yours." He said, "It's mine."
Amen.
"It's mine.
Amen.
None of these things move me.
Yes.
This is my place."
Yes.
We prayed. We agreed. We thanked God. Just a few weeks later, he called. He said, "Guess what?" I said, "Tell me." He said, My banker that we dealt with for all our life wouldn't even talk to us. He said, "You ain't got enough people to do anything like that." He said, "The guy that owned the property, wealthiest man in the area, had the most money in the bank, goes into the bank, tells the guy that's been shutting me down and says, 'I am selling this to this preacher with you or without you?'" He said, oh, with me. And within a few days, it was theirs. It was in their name. And their little bunch was just like one little spot in the whole thing. And so they rented it out to this place, and it made the payments. And they grew, and they developed, and they had them a fine place. When the Lord gives it to you, that's all that matters. Everything else is temporary symptoms and circumstances that are subject to change and must change. But when they went in there and they saw these giants, to them it was not a temporary thing. To them it was a hopeless thing. And they came back and they said, "Yeah, it's nice fruit and yeah, it's nice land, but the people are massive, huge. They dwarf us. They look at us like grasshoppers." Well, that wasn't true. If you read the rest of the passages, you'll find out when they finally got in there, they found out they were afraid of them. And it's what the Lord told them, "I'm going to cause the fear to fall on them." But when you believe what the devil tells you. So, chapter 14, verse 1. "All the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried and the people wept that night," looking at clouds. "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and murmured against Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, 'Would God we'd have died in the land of Egypt. Would God we'd have died in the wilderness. And wherefore has the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return to Egypt?'" They said, "Why did the Lord bring us out here? He's brought us out here to kill us." Was that true?
No.
Now, I know you've heard some of this before, but I want you to hear it in a way you haven't heard it before. Learn how the devil operates. They're saying they invented a new doctrine. They're saying God's plan was to bring us out here and kill us. Instead of acknowledging, we need to man up and have some faith and take this thing.
Yes.
They made excuses and new doctrines as to why it was not the will of God for them to have it. It was the will of God for them to die. Has this happened again since then? With peoples and groups and whole denominations and whole veins of theological argument. People have said, well, we don't have it. Must not be the will of God. Well, we didn't get it. Must not be the will of God. Oh, it's awful this and it's awful that, and we could never, and there's no way, and we're so weak and we can't do it. Must, we just don't know why, and we don't understand all these things, but it's not the will of God. Not true. Not true. Not true. God gave it to them. And He's going to be with them. He's ready. Do you believe God was ready to take them every step of the way? He's ready to move on their enemies. He's ready to empower them. He's ready to do whatever it takes. He knows exactly what it's going to take. But they wouldn't receive it. They cried. They were scared. They were mad. They resisted. Joshua and Caleb jumped up. You remember them? They said, the land, verse 7, that we passed through, it's an exceeding good land. And the Lord delights in us. He will bring us into the land. He'll give it to us. It's a land that flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord. Don't fear these people. They're bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Come on, let's go get it.
Amen.
God's with us.
Amen.
He's not with them.
Amen.
It's going to be a piece of cake.
Right.
Come on. And it made these guys so mad they picked up rocks to kill them. When faith says in the presence of unbelief, we can do it. Let's get it. It makes unbelief mad. Because it's showing them up how weak and faithless they're being. You can look at clouds. You can make excuses. You can let everybody explain to you why it's not going to happen for you or for where you live or where you are. It's not going to happen now. You can cry and feel sorry for yourself. Or. Or. You can be like Joshua. You can be like Caleb. Come on, and you can say, nothing is too hard for the Lord, and if He gave it to me, it's mine.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God, God who gives me